It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate right around the UAE, and available, as you know, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, also Amazon and wherever you get your podcasts from, really. And another weekend has landed. Saturday morning, the 23rd day of March. Yes, almost towards the end of March. April is beckoning us. And coming up, we've got the Saturday morning property market update for you. And this morning, we're going to be taking a look at a property portal company with AI technology and how that all sort of fits together. JLT is back in the news with us. And we're going to be talking about social media for property. Is it out of control in the UAE? That's another subject that is on the talking block today. And if you'd like to email us, don't forget our email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com.
It's the Saturday morning property market update. Join us for a deep dive into the world of real estate on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Yes, it is that time. And once again, we have got Lillian Le Campion with us, Mario Volpi and Michael Doyle all ready to go. That is our panel. And the first subject that we're talking about, as I mentioned, AI is marrying up with a portal company, Bayute. And that is a leading portal property company. If you're outside of Dubai and not quite sure, if you haven't heard of that one, you will soon hear of it once you get into Dubai. And we've talked about AI previously on the podcast. So let's talk Bayute GPT. And Lillian, you know a thing or two about this.
I have tried it out. So for those who don't know, Bayute, which I'm sure we all say it wrong, actually means home in Arabic, which is a very appropriately named portal. Look, it's still in its beta stage, but it's the world's first cutting-edge AI-powered property search assistant. And the way that they've marketed it is that there's this kind of little friendly robot avatar. He's got a cute little face and he's there to answer any open-ended questions that you might have about types of properties in Dubai, communities or areas, or just about the market in general. So I tried it out this week and I asked it a really simple question. What is the most popular building in Dubai Marina? And it came back with a somewhat lengthy answer, as ChatGPT also does. But in a nutshell, it was telling me that based on transactions and search interest on Bayute, that Marina Diamonds Towers showed the most activity. It then went on to give me more information about the typical ROI for Marina Diamonds at 8.49%. And then it gave me a link to all the listings for sale and rent currently in Marina Diamonds, which was pretty impressive. But I was a little bit kind of looking at it with a grain of salt, because I'd like to emphasize that whilst the question I asked was what is the most popular building, because it's purely data-based, it actually gave me which tower had the most activity. So generally, if you ask anyone in the marina what the most popular buildings are in terms of where people are really wanting to move and to live and rent, I don't know that many people would actually have said Marina Diamonds. So it's really important to understand that, like most AI, Bayute GPT is actually missing that human interpretation.
From my perspective, being an old dragon that I am, I always look at these things with some suspicion. But the AI gives the answer driven by multiple factors, such as the listing's availability, the search trends, and the transactional information that is derived from the land department. But Bayute then uses all of this information to give an unbiased choice to the user. As I see it, the technology is actually very useful and will help the user to make these informed choices, especially if they are not resident of Dubai. So I think it's a good tool, but I think you've hit the nail on the head when you say it lacks that human element to it, as all of these things do. So try it out is what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, the technology is going to get better over a period of time at this stage. I mean, it's fairly newish technology. Boy, this time in 12 months' time, it will be chugging out plenty of more data. All right, let's change gears and talk about this Uptown JLT. This is this new development by DMCC, which is coming to the south end of JLT. Some people are saying, how is this going to affect Jumeirah Park? Now, Michael, you've got a few comments around all of this because it's an area that you're very familiar with.
Yeah, that's right, Craig. I've been a massive fan of the Uptown project since its inception, to be honest, Craig. I can distinctly remember Mario briefing us all almost 2 years ago now regarding the start of sales and the DMCC Tower in Uptown. So with the addition of many other developers in the area like Ellington, Shova, Saba, and now I see Danube have bought a plot, it's starting to really kick off down there. The thing you have to realize about Jumeirah Park and kind of the northwest side of Jumeirah Islands for that matter is they're directly below this current DMCC tower in Uptown. So, I mean, Jumeirah Park residents of District 1, 2, 3, and 4 actually have a better view of the DMCC tower than most JLT residents on that side. So when this new DMCC tower comes, which of course will be much taller than the current one, and also will incorporate the same firework and light show as the Burj Khalifa, Jumeirah Park residents will be the ones having the New Year's Eve parties, Craig. So, you know, a new dimension of value will be added to these villas when this Uptown project does come to fruition.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's talk about Katie, who asked a question there in York in the UK. Her question, I mentioned this earlier in the week, it was all about this oversupply of off-plan properties after hearing Mario and I discussing this on Tuesday. This was the merger of Nikhil. Now, Mario, you heard that question from Katie and you've got a couple of comments to make.
Yes, that's right, Craig. Look, with all the launches that continue to happen this year, I know we're only 3 months in, they're also continuing unabated. And when we add up all the launches that happened last year, I think I mentioned that we worked out that it was going to be nearly one launch every day when you averaged it out. It's normal, obviously, to think that we'll have an oversupply of properties coming onto the market in a few years' time. This normally would actually be a very big talking point. But with the fact that all these launches do actually sell out, I would then have to turn my eye to the future rental market. I mean, unless these units were bought by end users, which I can tell you the majority are actually bought by investors, we will have many units that require a tenant. Today, the population is growing without a doubt. So for now, there is no oversupply, and that's important. This could change if the population slows or, dare I say, decreases. And that is when you will see rental prices obviously coming down if there is an oversupply, because then people will have to rent them out. But if people are not renting, then obviously prices will have to suffer.
Yeah, for sure. And Lillian, what are your thoughts?
Well, Mario talks about population, and just to put some numbers on that, in 2023, Dubai's population increased by 100,240 individuals. I mean, I was one of them. And it's forecast to double to 7.8 million by 2040. You talk about oversupply. There were 20,000 new units that are going to be handed over this year, but 50% of them are actually in Dubai Southeast. This is a natural urban sprawl that you see in pretty much every city throughout history that's ever kind of been built. It just naturally grows out. Also, another point about the population is, according to the Dubai Chamber of Commerce, over 60,000 new companies were registered in Dubai in 2023. So for argument's sake, let's just say that every one of these companies has at least, say, two employees. But that's already at least 120,000 new people coming to Dubai. They're bringing their families, and of course they need somewhere to live. So this oversupply, it's kind of in tandem with the population, and I personally don't really see a problem.
Now, social media is increasingly growing in the real estate market in Dubai. The Dubai Land Department is imposing a permit. Now, this is going to be a system to try and regulate the flow of information online with so many brokers marketing properties. And I understand, Michael, a social media personality in Dubai gave you some advice around what is going on in this space.
Yes, Craig, social media. It can be difficult to generate buyer and seller leads as an agent. So I do understand the desire to do it. The obvious answer becomes social media. And whilst a lot of agents are utilizing these tools, they seem to be kind of disconnected from how these channels actually operate. As you mentioned, Craig, I had a chat with a friend of mine. I won't mention his name here, but he is probably the biggest social media realtor here in Dubai. He's absolutely massive on social media, and he has been for quite some time. The biggest pieces of advice I got from him were to start now, stay consistent, provide value, information, or entertainment, and try not to offend, which we know some agents can do inadvertently, and clients will come to you. So you need to build it over time, and you need to provide value. And actually, a lot of brokerages in Dubai now, Craig, actually have dedicated videographers at the broker's disposal should they book them. So brokerages that are interested in the success of their brokers as well as the success of their company. So definitely something that's not going away, but it needs to be approached correctly.
It's not a good subject to talk about with me because I see so much terrible videography where real estate agents, I mean, honestly, it's all about them and it's not about the property. There is an argument where you can say, well, that's good. If you've got a social media personality that is bigger than the property, you can leverage off that personality. The fact of the matter is there's only a few of those people in Dubai, Mario, and I think far too many of the real estate agents think that they're in the space of the Kardashians, and they're not.
I totally agree with you, Craig. Look, social media here is obviously a big topic in real estate around the world and as I said, here in the UAE. So getting your message across through all the social media noise can obviously be very challenging for the person that is producing the videos. So I guess people on one hand are trying to stand out, but unfortunately, they can be a bit over the top in their delivery and sometimes also not appropriate as you're alluding to, in how obviously some young ladies are dressed or in some cases not dressed, as the case may be. So you've hit exactly the nail on the head. It becomes less about the property and more about the individual. Honestly, people have to be very, very careful. I'm not sure whether I would agree with Michael that it becomes about that people want to be entertained. I think that's a byproduct. If the videos are so terrible, they become viral. Why? Because people are sharing them, saying, get a load of this, have a look at this. I'm not sure they're going online to be entertained. I just honestly think it's a byproduct.
That's a good point, because if you look at the society that we live in now, people cannot wait to be offended, right? So nobody's going to tell these influencers, these real estate agents that are doing these terrible videographies, nobody's going to say, hey, that was really pretty lame what you did and pretty cheesy. It's not really good. People are not going to do that.
Correct. And I think the Land Department have made a major step forward in trying to get these licensed. But of course, it just ties up real estate agents into more legislation, more laws, more things they can or cannot do. It does make it harder. So it does take out the entrepreneurial flair of the individual. And because so many people have got them wrong, they're having to come in and regulate it, which I guess clips the wings of the ones who, are really trying to do a good job and getting a message out through social media. So it may become actually a proper job where it isn't just the individual agent that is showcasing their property. It could be that it becomes a person who's employed literally in front of the camera to actually deliver these. And that way, both the agent and the company know that it's going to be done in a correct manner. And obviously one that falls in line with the Land Department.
And I mean, I don't want to get too bogged down on this, but there's a couple of rule of thumbs here. The first one being, if you are showing off in front of the camera, everybody can see that. So first thing, don't show off. Secondly, if you feel uncomfortable in front of the camera, because not everybody can do it. I can't do it. You'll never see me in front of the camera. But if you feel uncomfortable in front of the camera, don't put yourself in that environment. It's simple.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think people do it because they feel they have to. But as you say, the delivery is terrible if they're not comfortable about it. I mean, for the listeners who don't follow Lillian, she does these little snippets of information and she's very natural in front of her phone and delivers it really well. It's informative. It's not trashy. It's just there to actually give the viewer the information that potentially they're looking for. And more importantly, it's very, very natural. So it's a fair point, Craig.
Yeah, she's not showing off. You're just keeping it real. And I would say that your content is one of the best contents that I have seen in Dubai. And you have not been working in the industry for very long. So, you know, well done. I mean, praise where praise is deserved. And it's definitely well worth the mention.
Thank you. That's so kind of you both. Actually, one of the number one questions people ask me is, have I made any deals through social media? And the honest answer is no. I get a lot of marriage proposals, but also there's some quite good just relationships that get formed. I'm talking about professional relationships. So other realtors that reach out, there's clients that actually just want to know information about Dubai or how to go through the process. And also developers actually connect quite a lot. So look, whilst I haven't made any deals, I do think it's a really excellent platform to get out there, to get informed yourself and to also provide some education for people.
Now, I'm not going to let you just get off the hook without me asking. Come on, give us a couple of these marriage proposals. How have they gone down? I mean, what's the line?
To be honest, there's actually a lot of gifts of roses and love hearts, pretty much.
Gifts of roses.
I have said no.
So they've come to the office.
No, sorry. I mean gifts as in gifts, like G-I-F-S.
Craig, you're showing your age now, gifts.
Yeah, that's me showing my age, exactly. Proud of it. All right, so that'll kind of wrap us up, eh, today. I think there's quite a bit there to take on board, especially around the videography. We sort of stopped down and spent plenty of time on that. Michael, you haven't had any proposals made to you, have you?
No, not for lack of trying, though, Craig.
Well, Michael, you have yourself a great week. Weekend, and thanks for coming on to the Dubai Property Podcast.
Thank you, Craig. Have a great weekend yourself and a great weekend for the listeners.
Thanks, Craig. As always, a pleasure, and I'll speak to you very soon.
Thanks so much, Craig, and have a good weekend to all the listeners.
What to buy, where to live, and things to avoid every week on the Dubai Property Podcast. The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.